Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Katie, what's the hardest part about being a mom?
Still don't have it. Still haven't found it.
What? What is she talking about? I mean, all right. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Yeah. Glad to be here.
All right. You doing okay?
Yeah. Great.
Uh-huh. You're doing pretty good.
How are you doing?
Great. I'm good. I can't wait. We have a lot to talk about on this pod.
New phone case.
New alert. Phone. Yeah. Got rid of the...
Same case. It looks like just transparent. Same case
went transparent. I used to have the neon orange. I was mocked by anyone I ever came across. I saw gay guys in LA with it. So I changed it. And then she's got to be listening. A recti came through the meet and greet with the orange case on and asked me to sign it and just mocked me to my face. So I've created a whole world. It's like not even people I'm related to make fun of me. My friends make fun of me. And now a bunch of strangers, they meet me and make fun of me. And it's great. So shout out to her. She was awesome. She bought the new hat. We'll tell you about these. Love these.
Looks cool.
And we got to talk. We got to talk Mormon. I have my Utah show. We got to talk Taylor Frankie Paul. We got to talk. I've been watching Justin Timberlake's DUI video repeatedly. Really enjoying that. All that and more. On this episode, Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
So if you're watching, go watch. Always, we love when people check out our YouTube, subscribe, comment. New hat alert. You can get these. It's kind of a tour exclusive. We're selling them on tour, but...
You got to be a veteran.
I want to make sure... the rectees who support get a chance to stack up. They're sick. They say Correct Opinions on it. So the next, I'm going to choose 3 random people who join the Patreon and give you these hats for free. So send it to you. So go now, patreon.com/TreyKennedy. 3 of the random next people that join, I'm giving it to you. Plus, people are like, well, I've already on it. I'm going to choose 10 random existing rectees to get it to. So it's just a little perk to show my love and my appreciation. So go now, Patreon. New episode every week.
How much does it cost to join Patreon?
Right now, $10.
Retail value of these hats is $400.
Yep.
So you can join Patreon for 40 months and consider it a wash with your free hat.
Wow. Boom. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah, but if you join, you immediately get access. Like, we got to have 50 extra episodes up by now.
Oh, yeah. Random extra crap.
Episode every week. All sorts of behind the scenes stuff. So go now. Thank you for the love. And wow, I had a great weekend in Boise. You got to say it like that. Salt Lake, Denver. What a weekend to be in Salt Lake, first and foremost.
Yeah, really.
Because of all the drama.
You'll love this. I gotta show you all this. So we're heading to Utah. And, you know, you're always wanting to see people who's around. Shout out Jane.
Oh, I saw that.
You know, we got together with her and her husband, made some videos, came to the show. Great. And I go, you know what? They all follow me. Maybe I should... I go, they're too busy. They're famous. So early last week, I go, you know what? No, I'm going to DM them. So I thought the best way to do it, I created a group DM with Mom Talk.
A group DM with like the most famous reality stars in America right now.
Me, yeah. Jen, Jesse, Layla, Macy, Michaela, Miranda, and Taylor, Frankie, Paul. I said, what's up, Mom Talk? My show's this Friday. Mom Talk's always welcome. Let me know if anyone wants to come. I said, parentheses, I'm waiting to hear if Demi wants to open for me with a little song.
Nice.
As if you know, she's going viral for...
Did she respond to that?
She's not in Mom Talk or the DM.
Oh.
I'm oh my gosh. Thank goodness you weren't a part of this. Yeah.
Pregnancy brain.
Thank goodness.
Pregnancy brain.
Oh my gosh.
This was Tuesday. I mean, it had to be hours later. It was like TMZ. Like,
yeah.
So then I was like, oh, no, should I like respond like... Just
Taylor, you seem pretty busy.
But no one responded. Well, Miranda did respond, and she goes, actually, well, I'd like to kind of, she couldn't make it. So at least I got, thank you. I wasn't totally blown off, but it was a tough week.
Explain to everyone why it was
their attention.
If you didn't know that, the main Taylor Frankie Paul of Mom Talk, who's going to be the Bachelorette that was supposed to air a couple days ago in the news for, she got like arrested. Then this old video of her throwing chairs at her baby daddy leaks to TMZ. Just a PR nightmare, and they cancel the show. Like the day of my Utah show. I mean, just a disaster week for them.
Has that ever, I mean, happened to like a TV show they're about to air? They would just have to cancel the entire season.
It's pretty unprecedented. Yeah. I mean, the investment ABC made.
Aren't they suing her? I think they're suing her.
I think you probably can if you've like put all that work and like.
It's a disaster. I can't imagine. Because then I heard like some of these dudes were like maybe going to lawyer up because they're like, what? I gave up months of my life, quit my job.
For Taylor Frankie Paul.
Yeah. And they just call back. They go, it's Taylor Frankie Paul. I mean, what do you...
Don't quit your job for her.
She's got three male names. This girl is great. No. She's good TV. And it would have been... And the video dropped. It was just too egregious. But and if you just go look it up, it's just like... It's bad because the child's in
right
the
there.
That's why it's bad. If the child wasn't there...
I mean,
I think they go, this ups the views.
But. I think that it was bad all around. I think a child would be really upset people, but I don't think it's ever okay to throw chairs at people.
So. Here's the issue. The Bachelorette has such a stranglehold on white women in America that my wife, Rachel, found herself defending Taylor Frankie Paul. That's how badly she wanted to watch The Bachelorette.
They were like IKEA bar stools. They weren't even like... It's like they're probably aluminum.
Those
they're
are
not like
shattering
metal.
The second they hit his skull anyway. It's like those beer bottles that are meant to break.
What did he do?
Yeah. We only see once he started recording.
Mm-hmm. That video's late. Why isn't she in bed? I bet didn't put her down for bedtime. It's his fault.
It was kind of like, Rachel was like, I mean, we already knew she did this in 2020. She already admitted to all this. Okay, now we have a video of it. I'm like, yeah, but the video is really bad.
It's like the, remember Ray Rice, shout out NFL.
And I tried telling her, I was like, I've seen this play out in
football. As a sports guy, listen, half the guys I cheer for are hitting people off the field. And there's this one famous story of a guy who, domestic assault, and they kind of go, all right, let's just forget about that. TMZ dropped the video, and it's different. It's like, when you watch it, you go, oh, which is kind of crazy.
You need
that matters. You're like, hey, hit a girl. Yeah. Well, let's not talk. Let me see it to... realize how bad it is. You
same thing.
Just know it's bad, but
happened with Kareem Hunt. The video in the hallway came out.
And you go, oh.
Kareem Punt. And I was like, oh, you're off the team.
Yep.
And then the Cleveland Browns are like, we'll take him.
We'll take him.
Which is kind of
the Chiefs were like, well, let's bring him back home. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you'd take him.
Second chance. It would have been the most viewed season ever. I mean, it was were fired up for it.
I do kind of like, she was already arrested or involved in an incident on season for Desperate. I mean, for
when you say on season for Desperate,
on season for Desperate Housewives. This is like and subscribe to Correct Opinions. We give you all the greatest
on season. What do you like? It's on Maui.
On season for Desperate.
On four seasons,
right? I mean, it's a great point. She was already...
She was arrested on season!
Come on! She went to jail on episode of Real Housewives of Love.
Come on! Orange is New Black season! She was on
She was one of the people in jail. Oh no, I'm crying. We watched her on an episode get, like, the police had to come because of domestic violence.
And they... this was that. They never showed the video and they downplayed it.
Right, so like... I don't know. I'm a little bit like, well, ABC, you did pick someone who was already involved in, like.
You assumed some risk here.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's not like she was an outstanding citizen before you picked her.
I just can't imagine the stressfulness of their lives. Like, she knew this video existed.
Yeah, I mean, for she 3 years.
Terrified constantly. I don't know. And it's, but if you go back, I saw an old podcast clip of her and like her mother, like they said, just kind of lying and downplay it. They said there was the child was in the room, got hit with the chair. That's not true. And then we see the video and it's like, and someone pulled up the police report, like child with like bump on head from.
Oh, really?
That, I mean,
yeah,
it's just not.
It's very sad.
Really
it's
not good. Sad. Have you watched what is it? Age of Attraction on season?
Oh, gross! I love it.
It is.
Are you Rachel watching?
It was Rachel's spring break, so she got after it this week.
Well, real quick, before we totally pivot to wrap up show, I go, this is all happening, and I'm getting dozens of DMs from white girls. Like, you got to talk about it? You got to address it? I go, I guess I got to do a little something.
And yeah, I mean, so what it's do you perfect think timing.
Yeah, what would you have done? I feel like I did it. It wasn't brilliant. It was like, whatever, I'll just...
First thing that comes to mind is like pointing out like we got some empty seats here. This is supposed to be Taylor, Frankie, Paul or something like that.
Nice. I just think
that's the first thing I thought of.
There's bar stool on the stage.
Like nice.
Pretty, yeah. Oh, wow. So
I did. I kind of told the story of, you know, had my phone. I DM'd Mom Talk. They couldn't come. Then I make a couple jokes and the big finish is, you know, maybe they're here. I don't know. Maybe Taylor's here just in case she is. I kind of moved the bar stool back and everyone's like, oh! And it's nerve wracking because you're like, the video is like kind of sad and I don't know, but the Mormons love to joke. They do. They love a good joke and they lost it. And that's how I addressed it. It was great.
That is really
so there great. You go. And we're getting the footage. We'll put it up here. Maybe if we have it already, Derek can throw it in for the recties.
I've made some Mom Talk video. I'm a big fan.
I never said that. You're a liar.
You're insane.
I come to Salt Lake. It's one of our favorite stops. We sell it out. Earlier this week on Tuesday, I made a group DM to them. I go, hey, Mom Talk. My Salt Lake show's this Friday. All are welcome. You know, parentheses, I asked Demi to open for me with a little song. We'll see what she says. I thought they would like that. I thought that'd be funny. I got zero responses. Maybe they're here. Maybe Taylor's here. I don't know. Just in case she's here. No, no, that's too much. That's too much.
Yeah, it was a great show. Salt Lake, Boise, Denver. Always an amazing run. And yeah, we just had a great time. So,
does that mean three flights? Or like, what, did you take five flights? Oh, you busted. Okay, yeah. You're fine. Okay.
Yeah, Boise to Salt Lake's easy. Salt Lake to Denver was like a 10-hour, it's like a 7.5-hour car drive, but it's through the mountains and you go wait. Overnight, you get up to like, I think, 10,000+ feet.
Cool.
It's a weird experience to wake up and you're like 30 degrees backwards. And then you wake up another and your ears just like exploding. You go, I guess we're high up. Slept terrible, but shout out our driver, dude, Dustin. He's a beast of a driver. Kept us safe and sound.
Yeah, that freaks me. I'm kind of glad I didn't think about that while you were doing that. Because
it's huge, because this is a driver we've had before, and he's great. So it's, you do kind of, if it was just like, hey, new driver alert, I would have, freaky to think. Mm-hmm. What kind of roads he really traversed in the at 2 a.m.
You also maybe don't want to fly either, though. I feel like I saw some crazy videos yesterday. And I'm kind of out of the loop on this.
It's definitely happening here and there, but that's what I hate about media these days. I guess the whole crew is like, Denver, spring break. We're flying out of Denver. And they got my head. So I mean, I got there early. I mean, clear pre-check. 60 seconds. I was
No.
And so at 6 a.m., I'm like, I guess, what do I do? And it definitely was happening in a couple spots, but it's still, they're doing a great job, these airports.
Okay, it's still fine.
That's what I just want to tell people, because anytime you're not a big traveler and you see the videos, people go, I've seen videos of people like, my flight's at 10 a.m., I'm here at 4:30 a.m.
You go, oh, yeah.
Right, oh, my gosh.
Sweetheart, you don't gotta do that. And worst case scenario, if you show up in this, go buy Clear.
Yeah, just go get it right then.
Clear's raking it in right now.
Yeah, I bet they are.
I'm sure.
Going through these lines. But it was, shout out everyone who came through, packed out all the shows, and I don't know if we'll ever see Taylor's Bachelorette season. Do they scrap it? Do they one day say...
They put it on Patreon, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How funny if Disney's that money hungry. They go, you know what? Patreon.com/... Mormon. But Age of Attraction. You and Rachel were watching?
I watched like 2/3 of the... Actually, I think I watched the entire first episode. So you don't know anyone's age in the first episode. And since then, I've seen some clips. But yeah, of course they made this a show.
Do you think that... My opinion is that they took these people, and when they were interviewing them, they had like flashcards and they were like, how old do you think this person is? And if they were super wrong, they were like, you're in. Because the fact that some of these people think that the ages of the other person, like probably 10 years older than me, I'm like, look at them.
Look at,
like,
the hands. That's what I kept telling them. Rachel. It's like, look at her hands. No, she's old.
Like,
you can't Botox your hands.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the hands don't lie. You can do some things to your hands, but I'm like, they
know.
Just.
Yeah, I'm trying to trying to decide how old she is. She's beautiful. I don't know. She looks good. I'm ignoring the liver spots and stuff, but
yeah, veiny hands.
I love. Oh, everything. And then you just got to keep powering through, because now we're on the episodes where they meet the family and friends, and you've never seen a more awkward. It's just like, meet my mom, and
they're
like,
the same age.
We're the same age. What are we doing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then they're like, does she have kids? How old are the kids? And he's like, don't worry about it. He literally tells that to his sister. Don't worry about it.
It's all good.
And she's like, how old are they? He's like, no, let's just. He's like, are they, you know, you can tell. She's like, are you like going to raise them? He's like, she's available. So, like, oh, they're in their 20s. You know, it's. Oh, it's great. And then this guy's dating like a college girl, and he's like, yeah, I don't know. She's pretty young. And then we meet his friends. They're like, classic Chris.
No,
he loves
no.
him young. You know, it's like, oh, this guy does this anyway.
He doesn't need the show.
I don't think that these people are, this is like out of their realm. They're like, I've never dated someone this old. I'm like, but maybe 5 years younger, you probably have. Like,
I remember there was a guy in episode one who came across as very feminine and gay, but he was like, I love older women. And he like went after the oldest one he could find. Like, he knew what he wanted. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about, because he looks like Woody from Toy Story.
Pull him up. No, she nailed it.
I mean,
okay, how are you going to find him?
There's a cougar in my boot.
He looks like a doll. And I was like, who does he look like? And I was like, he looks identical to Woody.
He looks like a doll.
I mean, it is spot on.
I'm trying to find him. I don't. He has the real poofy hair up top.
Has anyone else on the internet made this comparison?
I haven't seen it, so I'm the first probably. But
he didn't make it super far on the show. Man, I don't even know how we're gonna find him. Find him. We'll send it later. We'll have you slice it in. I don't know how you'd find it. Oh, is this all the guys?
Yeah.
All right, just scroll until you find. He has a very like
white guy.
He's got like a doll like complexion. No, not him. It's like this super baby face with this super tall hair, and he looks, just scroll until you see the white guy that looks like Woody.
You'll find close. Him.
Not that one.
You'll know it. it's a great show, and it's super gross, and I love it.
There was a, that girl, how old is she? Because she came across like she might be 15 in episode one. I was worried.
Yeah, young, and she, the way, it's just... My favorite part of the show is watching people that young, like that's another young girl talking. I go, you couldn't pay me to hang out with 22-year-old people. I don't even know what we would talk about.
This guy. He looks just like Woody.
Woody.
Pretty good, right?
I mean, look at the cardigan. This is the guy. This is the cougar hunter.
Yes.
Women?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Older women.
To infinity and beyond, baby.
Tristan.
I just love the idea of you, because we all have boys who are like, yeah, I remember that crazy ex you had. Remember that one girl you dated? She was, well, you imagine hanging out with one of these guys? Like, this guy dated a 60-year-old. No, yeah. he was like in love with a 60-year-old.
No way. Really? No, you can watch it. There's like 4 episodes of it. You can watch it right now. Like,
this guy, definitely not going to work out, right? One day he's going to get married to a girl his age and be like, yeah, my, oh man.
He's going
to
have.
Ran into my ex. She was.
And what do
She's in the handicap parking. We walked by her.
If I met a guy and I'd be like, you know, having date, you know, getting serious. Oh yeah, my last girlfriend was 60. I'd be like, red flag.
Whoa,
done.
Why?
It's like I hate this. I know this is weird. I shouldn't bring this up. My ex just died. You go, oh my gosh, car crash. No natural causes.
Yeah.
I'm 79 years old. You go, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I would be like, you have a problem. Like, it's.
You've got all these people got a little bit of
There's a fetish in there. There's a fetish.
I think
some people do.
Although some of those older women look pretty good.
They're really cute and pretty. Like, all of them are attractive, right? They know how to cast this. But
yeah. They all look really great.
That's
for
the
their
first
age.
Thing I said, that the one guy, like our age, dating a guy our mom's age, I go, I mean, she's really cute, but I go, she's so old. She's just not our age, you know? great.
Yeah, that gets awkward when you start pulling out references or even just like stories. She's talking about your childhood versus your childhood, and you just can't relate. It's like you're talking to your mom.
I mean,
what is that? We used to have that 8-track. You go, I don't. What? What? What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, that's great. Something else while we're talking of all this content, Justin Timberlake, did you see how he was fighting? He was like suing and fighting like to not release his.
Oh, boy.
The cop footage.
Is this the footage? This is when he got arrested in the Hamptons, yeah. Like last year or whatever.
And it's great. It's like, it's not, doesn't make him look super bad, but it's just some great. You tell it's a very famous guy who's really on some stuff trying to be cool.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you've seen.
Trying to be cool.
What do you got here? Oh, yeah, here
we go. Just got a screenshot right away.
Yeah. But, play this. Yep.
So the reason for the stop is because you keep veering off to the left, and then you're not stopping at the stop signs.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Is this your vehicle? Whose vehicle is it?
It's just a rental.
It's a rental? Okay. Do you have any registration with it? Do you know if they can put it in the glove box?
Let me check.
What are you visiting?
Yeah, I'm on tour.
What are you doing?
I'm on a world tour.
A what?
A world tour.
Doing what?
Hard to explain.
What?
World tour. I'm Justin Timberlake.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Wait,
what a perfect story. The cop genuinely has no idea who this guy is.
That's amazing.
What are you doing here in the Hamptons? I'm on tour.
What?
World tour. A what? World tour? He was doing what? What were the cops thinking? He's like, what are you doing?
You mean a world tour?
Like a fisherman? What are you?
The cop is thinking he's so messed up, he doesn't even know what he's saying.
Justin Timberlake.
That's so funny because. For some reason, music wasn't coming to his mind, so he couldn't think of, how do I get this across? I'm Justin Timberlake. And that probably did help. But why didn't he just say music?
I'm
doing what?
It is kind of, if to give him credit, it is kind of funny to be that immensely famous. Like, imagine trying to explain yourself to someone who has no clue who you are.
If you're Kevin Hart and someone's
okay,
like,
yeah, hey, yeah, what do you do? I go, I'm a singer, I tour around. I do like shows. You're like, oh, do you, pal? And you're like, well, they're like, you I know, do. Where like football, NFL football teams play. That's like where I do.
That's
it.
Where I do my music.
It's just when okay. He says it's hard to explain. Just say I'm a singer. It doesn't feel that hard.
I know he can probably feel like I'm a singer, but oh, that's so good. And then does it go later to when he's at the actual station? Or is this just only the car?
This one has him doing the field sobriety, but not at the station. I could find that one.
Yeah, you can find that one. Then he does, you know, he fails the sobriety. He's like, yo, this test is really hard. That's what he says. Then they go into
what
this.
Part of the test? Like walking a straight line?
Yeah, I can't fully, yeah, but it's like walking a straight line, like hold it right there, count to five, and he's kind of like.
The test is really hard.
And the best is at the very end, they're like locking him in a cell. It's like. You gotta stay here tonight.
The device works.
Right here? He just goes, yo, you boys are wild.
Seems like a chill dude.
Yeah, he was kind of chill. He cracked a joke. I mean, you could tell he's on. It's just a classic. We've all talked to that guy who's like, dude, everyone on the planet knows you're on some stuff. You don't have to try so hard to not act. You could tell he's just trying so hard to be like, yeah.
That's funny.
It's great.
What?
But, you know, it's to, I guess.
I'm Justin Timberlake.
He was fighting so hard for it not to come out. I think you, all things considered.
Oh, that could have been way worse.
Could have been way worse. Kept it pretty cool, man.
Yeah. I'm Justin Timberlake.
World tour. This is going to ruin the tour.
I took the out of the Facebook.
Yeah, that's his. Yeah. Yeah. I started Social Facebook kind
network.
Of. Speaking of that, I watched a movie last night on Netflix.
Friends with Benefits or whatever he was in.
Blackberry. You seen this? It just came on Netflix, but it's about been out a few years. Blackberry? It's about the Blackberry phone.
Oh, dude, I loved my Blackberry.
You had a Blackberry?
On one end, it was so nostalgic.
You didn't? Poor?
Bougie, yeah.
Yeah, yikes. What'd you have?
You'd have a LG.
I had one of
banana.
Those.
Motorola.
I had a pink.
Nokia?
probably, I think I started with a Nokia. Oh my gosh. And then what was the pink, like, Razor. Slide up phone? It wasn't the Razor. It was like slide up.
Sidekick. No. That was rich. That was old money.
That was old. Someone had a Sidekick. You pull that. That thing, you go, whoa. No, I didn't. I never had the Razor was the flip.
Yeah.
I never had that.
No.
So yeah. I didn't get into that rich thing, but I did get the BlackBerry.
The BlackBerry was like
full keyboard.
That's when I learned
bougie.
Coveting your neighbor's stuff is. It's like, that's where I learned that commandment.
So is it? It's a movie about their like
just the rise and fall of BlackBerry. It was so good. It's like The Social Network. Like, it's as good as The Social Network.
Okay,
I didn't watch it.
It's so good.
Oh,
whoa,
yeah.
Trey, you should get that as a phone case.
Y2K pink LG Slide.
LG Slide.
And you had the pink one?
That was like my second phone, yes. It's honestly really shocking I had a pink phone because I don't think I own anything pink.
Wow. Girl's girl.
Apparently I was.
Did you ever have a BlackBerry?
No. Those were...
Never.
Those were way too big.
I think I got one freshman year of college. So.
I feel like that's when I got the iPhone.
Dude, it's kind of, I got it
after it was cool to have a BlackBerry.
Like, everyone was having iPhones. Just like, iPhones. I got the BlackBerry. Yeah.
You guys want to add me on BlackBerry Messenger? It's encrypted. No? They're like, Obama's on it and me. That's it. Like the White House.
I miss the days, though. Now it's just iPhone, and maybe you have that really horrible person in your life with a Samsung, but... Back in the day, it was like shoes.
What do you have? What do you have?
Yeah. There was dozens and dozens of options. You go, hey, I remember I found this cool little, what I thought was a cool little white Nokia. I'm like, check this out. And just everyone called me gay. and we don't get that anymore. I do it a little bit with the phone case.
I was going to say, it's like, none of this is surprising. You're
kind of excuse me?
Questionable decisions with your...
You've always made weird choices with your phone.
It was like something like...
But from 2005 to 2008, it was like, what phone do you have? What is that?
Google white Nokia phone. And just see what comes... I show you the one I had. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was... And then your friend would be like, hey, man, I'm upgrading my phone. I'll go, I'll give you $20 for your old phone. And then you have that one.
What ringtones does it have on it?
Like, no, go to the, see that one. It's like something like that.
Okay, that's a good starter
phone.
Did you
have like the Altel?
And I had that. I thought it was a cool little slick phone. And everyone called me names, slurs and stuff.
And you guys had like, did you remember having to like count like, okay, I can only send
200 texts a day.
200 a day.
Oh, that's plenty. I think it was by month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think I had like
400. Was it 200 a month?
I think I had 400 a month.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was 200 a month.
I was going to say, I felt like I could send like 5 text messages a day.
Yeah.
It was like.
You'd go to people's school and say, if you text me one more time, I'm going to kill you. I can't afford it.
The day I got unlimited texting, I went berserk.
Couldn't believe it.
I went nuts. Yeah. It was spring break, honeymoon, all in one. I mean, Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Look up. I had
the kids will never know.
Once again, after it was cool, the predecessor to the Razor was the Crazer.
Yeah.
So I had that one.
Do not remember that.
KRZR had the Crazer.
So thin.
Yeah, it was just a thinner version.
Because BlackBerry, their big thing was iPhone was like, hey, we're going to remove the keyboard. Okay, that was pretty cool. And BlackBerry and everyone was like, no keyboard? Yeah. What are you, a fool?
They hit on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. That's crazy. What
everyone said when it came out. When I had the BlackBerry, I go, are you kidding? No, I remember having this with kids in school. I need to feel the keys, man. There's no way. There's no way. Dude.
No, I love buttons.
Yeah. It's not even possible to type on that.
Makes a really good point. Like, you don't need a keyboard all the time. Just there. Yeah, it was so genius. But yeah, it's crazy. BlackBerry had like 45% of like the market share at its peak. Wow. And now they own zero.
Is it totally defunct?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
They stopped making them in like 2020.
It feels like they should have evolved. It feels like they kind of just were like, this is it. Like they could have just kept
making plastic buttons are the future.
Phones.
It's a really good movie. I really liked it.
Okay, we'll watch it. You know, back when I had that Nokia phone, that tick, 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 ooh, I'd be firing off those texts. What did y'all have? I had 200 texts a month, AT&T. That's what I had. That's what they offered me. And that was kind of the only option.
Yeah.
That or...
I think I had Altel.
Oh.
Remember that?
I forgot
what they became. Singular became AT&T. don't know what Altel became.
Cricket.
Verizon.
Well, let me Nothing. Tell you, we have more options now, and Mint Mobile is a great one. And they're a proud sponsor of this podcast, and they are an awesome alternative. It's actually affordable and it works. I've used it. They've been a sponsor of this podcast off and on over the years. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Mint Mobile's here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month, okay? So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. We got you with an offer.
If you like money.
Do you like money?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
It's for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/Trey. That's mintmobile.com/Trey.
Mintmobile.com/Trey. Mint Mobile, hook me up for the sponsorship. I've used it. It works. I mean, it flat out, it just works on your phone. I mean, if you want to save some money, you get data, you get texts, calls. I recommend it. You could be saving, I don't know. I was paying like $100 a month or something. $15 a month with our offer. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 GB plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plans options available. Taxes and free extra. See Mint Mobile for details. By the way, this past weekend, because I told you I'm running the mile a day. I'm getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating my protein.
Good.
I'm staying, and even on the road, sometimes I get a little wonky. I did good.
Good job.
I would limit my calories. When we ordered the food, I'd get just like a nice chicken skewer or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After the show, I didn't order something crazy. I did good.
Wow.
So I'm coming back home. I'm in a good rhythm, and it's busy. We go with every plate to keep us healthy, fed, feeling good. The kids love the recipes. Every plate delivered right to your door. Meals ready in 30 minutes. Pre-portioned ingredients. You whip it up. Step-by-step recipe. We love every plate in this household. Thomas loves the, corn hash.
Yeah, and he can help, which is awesome, because it's just like he helps. I am not a chef, but the food tastes great.
You have to think about it.
Yeah.
Mental load.
Lower your mental load.
Yes, it's important. So we want to offer you guys to help y'all with your household. 3 out of 4 customers say every plate encourages kids to try new things. Hey, try every plate. You get $2.99 per meal on your first box, plus 10% off for a month. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY299 to claim this offer. That is code TREY299 at everyplate.com/podcast to get $2.99 per meal on your first box, plus 10% off for a month. Ditch the dinner time dilemmas with every plate. I've heard everyone's raving about Project Hail Mary.
Is that out?
Yeah. Should we go to a movie theater?
I read part of that book, actually.
What?
When? Not bad.
Several years ago.
What's it about?
What? It's like a novel about space or something. Why'd you read that?
For a book club. And I only read part of it because I was like, I don't like this.
Oh.
Might be better in movie, but I was just like, I'm not vibing reading about an alien. It just wasn't my thing.
Oh, spoiler.
Spoiler.
Project Hail Mary.
People are saying it's a masterpiece.
Ryan Gosling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go see it.
Yep.
I don't really care. But
yeah, we have too much Mormon show. We haven't even watched season 4 quite yet.
Did they pause it?
They paused season 5 filming.
Oh, I see.
Drama, drama.
I see.
Hey, if you need me, I'll help. I'll join.
Did you get to see Jane in Utah?
Yep. We did some.
How was that?
Great. They came to the show, her and her husband, Chris. They're the best. And we shot some videos. Should be some bangers, yeah. She's got the Karen thing people love, so she's bringing the Karen wig, and we shout out to her. She has no shame. She's like, let's go to this park. Just hundreds of people there. I go, this doesn't bother you? She's like, not anymore. We just ran around this public park with Karen wigs on. And I don't care. I struggle around here because I'm like, this is my community.
Yeah,
I'm
going to see these
people. Yeah. I go, whatever, I'll do it here, but shout out to her. She just, and it's a fascinating how, I mean, one person said something to us. It's kind of a weird place we are at in society where you go, yeah, the grown man in a wig, that doesn't bother me. Keep playing, kids. you're kind of like, at one point, they go, those couple young girls were like huge fans of her and said hi. Like, can we get them in the video? I'm like, let's not. Grown man, remember? Let's not do that. But they should be bangers out soon. Just climbing trees, jumping fences.
Wow.
That's fun.
Very athletic of you.
Yep, thank
How's
you.
Your mile a day challenge going?
Oh my gosh. Forgot about that.
I want to thank you. I feel it's great.
You're doing it.
My back hurts. So there's definitely some adjustments I need to. Just, I haven't exercised daily in years.
And you even did it on the road. That's the toughest part.
There's been a couple days already. What, 1 week in? Did you ever do treadmills?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. 10 times easier. I can't even believe how much easier treadmills. That doesn't even count almost. I'm about to outlaw it. Yeah. I did a couple days where I go, this is really working. I mean, I'm just absolutely cruising like an 8 minute mile on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And then I go outside 8 minute pace. I'm like, it's twice as hard.
I feel like I've always said that a treadmill, it is propelling twice you.
Yeah. You don't have to push forward. You just need to push up.
And I feel like people are like, no, it's just, I'm like, it's definitely not the same.
No, it's not.
And you need a nice because, line. You know, I need, it's like a 10 minute activity. So it's very doable, but like Salt Lake, I woke up, immediately went and shot videos for several hours, came back. I'm like, all right, I got an hour or two or tell sound check. And I go, I got to, and it was March Madness.
When am I going to fit my mile?
I'm going to come back, watch basketball. I got to go knock out a mile.
Yes, dude. Yes.
And it was 95 degrees in Salt Lake. And I just did this like mile around the venue. I go, all right, did it. And then yesterday was probably the worst yet where.
Wow.
6 a.m. flight home from Denver, get home, just immediately dad. I'm exhausted. She's exhausted. Nap time. We both nap. Kids. We have our Bible study. Kids to bed. I'm exhausted. 8:30. I go, I got to go.
The wind is howling
at that point.
Yeah, well, he did on the treadmill.
Oh,
but he did eat a huge Mexican dinner about an hour.
I was starving. I go,
pretty gross.
I don't even care about anything. Give me this big burrito. And I just ran this 10-minute pace mile on the treadmill at 9 p.m., burping and farting. It was sad, dude. I was and just did it.
It kind of helps you make better choices, huh? You probably won't do that again.
It is. It's been great, though, to have, because so much, I'm always like, if I can't work out for an hour, I'm not even going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's nice to kind of get a little, all right. And then oftentimes I'll have a little time. So I'll say, well, I'll throw in some push-ups and sit-ups with it. I'll throw in a little weights. So yeah, thanks.
I know.
I'm locked in.
I considered, I was like, should I do I'm not really in a running a mile phase right now of my life, but I was like, I could walk a mile.
Yeah.
But the issue with that is just it takes a little longer. Like running it, it's just a little.
At least you're done quickly.
Yeah. Like I feel like, you know, you could do like a 15 minute walking mile, but I don't know. I like the idea of it because like you said, it's making you do it every day. Should I do it?
It's good.
Yeah, you should.
Have you got to the point where you're feeling like, I feel like there were just like all these ancillary benefits starting a mile. It's like less about the fitness and more about like, I would be like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like, gosh, I need a nap. I'd go run a mile and be like, all right, I'm good now.
Yeah.
I guess that's like endorphins or whatever it is, but it's like, it's pretty helpful.
It's helped me shower more. Yeah. You find that?
In the summertime, yeah. You're showering all the time now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like on the road, there are days where I miss a shower because you get in this gross venue and it's like a campsite shower.
Some of those showers you leave dirtier.
Yeah. It's like freezing cold. I'm not getting naked in this.
I woke up. I'm going to do the show and just crash on the bus. Like I'll shower tomorrow morning. So it's nice. I go, well, I just ran a mile. I got to shower. That's good, right?
That is good. Yeah.
And another thing I threw out just naturally, I go, what are my little rules with it? No headphones.
Thinking time.
I don't need to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I go, I don't need to. 8 minutes of a podcast. I go, let's just run. I'm just going to go run for 10 minutes, 8 minutes, nothing in my ears. Wow. But it's tricky when you're running without headphones in, you just look like you're like in
getting
danger
chased.
Or like looking for a lost child. Yeah. So it is.
I like to call out dogs' names while I'm running with no headphones in. Tiger.
Yeah.
Hey, Tiger.
And then if it's really nice and sunny out to get a little sun, I do like to run shirtless from time to time.
Yeah.
Just always, it's very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finish the mile and you're walking, no headphones, shirtless walking, they go, oh, congrats on getting out of jail or something. You look crazy. So I'm working out the kinks.
Yeah, you got
to
run.
I might just have to go headphones, just nothing in it. So I look a little.
Or just run under the
darkness
of night.
I've definitely done that before. I put the headphones in and just don't play anything.
Uh-huh. Have you had to run a mile in the rain yet?
No.
I had to do a few of those. and they were kind of awesome. They were some of my fastest miles.
Oh, sure.
Because I felt like I was in a Gatorade commercial.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'd have my shirt off and I'm just like, it's just beaten down. Yeah, you, no you AirPods.
Make, oh, tell me, you make up a story. You're like, I beat cancer and now I'm, you know what I'm talking about? You do that.
Oh, wow.
I'm in the rain. You're like, this guy, they said I'd never walk again. You do that. I run 9 minute miles.
Never done that before.
Now I'm an inspiration.
That's what you got to tell people. You go, yeah, I run a mile every day, 8 minute pace. They go, all right, that's not, well, they told me I'd never walk again. You go, oh my God.
Wow. Congrats. Wow. Yeah. No headphones.
What
too.
An inspiration. okay, should we get to correct opinions? Wow, we're just yapping away. How long have we been going?
36.
All right, correct opinions. Katie?
I do. I feel like mine's going to be a pretty hot take. Right. I really came to the conclusion this weekend that day-old, two-day-old pizza, not it. Cold pizza, not it. Old pizza, not it.
Okay,
that is a hot take.
I know. I feel like over the years, I'm always like, yeah, people love this. And every time I do it, I'm like, I don't love this. It's not.
Eating it cold or warming it up?
Both. Just like old pizza, both ways.
What? Well, how are you warming it up?
Even in the oven or microwave. I don't know. It's just like, and I think that for me, it's less about the taste and it's more of like last night, I felt like I wanted to indulge and have kind of like greasy, yummy pizza. And now I feel kind of gross and I don't want to do that again in the daytime.
Well, there's a tricky part of leftover where you go, man, let's have a big back night. And then you have the leftovers. You go, well, now I'm trying to be good.
Yeah, I think it's more of that for me. I'm just like, that was like a fun kind of like, not cheat meal. I'm not like on a diet, but I don't know. It just feels kind of gross the next day. So I'm out on it.
Are you out on leftovers as a whole or just like maybe the guilty pleasure leftovers?
The guilty pleasure leftovers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you're sad again. And by the way, on a pizza note, I think I'm back to team chain pizza.
Okay.
Because we go on the road, we order stuff. Some of these, you know, local pizza places. I mean, where do they get off? They'll be like, our large artisan, blah, blah, blah. It's $29. We had a get together with family. I go, all right, we'll just do Domino's.
Yeah.
I got 10 pizzas for like $100. And it was great. Our other favorite pizza spot in town, he's like, wow, it's the nicest pizza in town. It's triple the price. It's not triple as good. Back. Give me the hut, baby.
We almost went to Domino's last night.
Domino's is good.
We should
stand by that. Their thin cracker pizza. Just get one. I could eat two of them. That's the best. I'm back on it, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My correct opinion. We were talking about this. My correct opinion is the parenting and all the information is out of control. I watched this reel and the science told me this. I read this book. Just hit your kid.
Oh.
We're overcomplicating this, okay? Well, I sat down. I said, look me in the eye. Let's talk you through it. I go, hey, do that again.
Oh.
And then they stopped doing it. Now, this is coming from a guy who hasn't done this quite yet. But that's what I'm starting to feel like. Because that's how I was raised. Yeah, you do that again, I'm going to whoop you. I did it. They whooped you, and they didn't do it again. Sometimes, some of these people, I think we're overcomplicating some of this, okay? I don't need to read 1,000 essays to discipline my kid. Maybe just go, hey, if you throw that food on the ground again, I will lock you in your room for a day.
You think you turned out okay?
Huh?
You think you turned out okay?
I think so.
Other than the phone case thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, other than the, my dad, and he did. He'd be like, don't act gay again. And he'd
say, so that could have
been. That's a joke. My parents never did anything of the sort, but I do. And that's a side conversation, but I just bought a like really bright blue sweater. It kind of, there's something,
What are you trying to tell me right now?
And my wife's fairly masculine. There's something.
Fairly masculine.
Huh, what do you
She
mean?
Hated her one pink cell phone.
That
but Fairly's the skin tone. That's what that meant. Now, you are a girl's girl. You are a woman.
Thank you. All of this, I'm not really sure how to take, but thank you, I guess.
You're welcome. Who's your barber, Sean White? That was a miss.
I don't get
and
it.
Sometimes, yeah. He has red hair. I was you look, he's a snowboarder. Your hair looks kind of like surfer.
Does it look good today? You haven't commented on my outfit today. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you got today?
You know, it's pretty, run of the mill. I think it's good. I think it's great. And I think we shouldn't go over so you can make your shift as a mime.
Nice. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah.
You are stalling, trying to find it.
Mm-hmm. It's the best I got. It's a good outfit. Oh, I like those pants. They look cool, comfy. Weren't those expensive, you said?
Not these ones, no.
What is the hamburger from McDonald's dress like?
Pull it up. Let's get it. Get it pulled up. That might be the winner.
I can't remember completely off memory, but you might be working with Ronald McDonald. He might be a close coworker of yours.
That feels like that's pretty
solid. Oh, it's got red hair.
Maroon stripe, not black and white.
That's pretty good right there. The hamburger. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Uh-huh.
My correct opinion is we need to raise the price of vanity license plates. I'm seeing too much of them. Just like on the way here, I thought of this because I like every car I was behind had a specialized license plate. It used to be an exciting thing. Like, oh, look at theirs. Try to figure it out. And now it's just every car. Maybe I truly think Kansas lowered their price recently. Every car is personalized right now. I saw three this morning in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. It was AZZMAN.
Okay.
I kid you not. That was in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, parked perpendicular to all the other cars.
That's actually my good buddy. No.
It was, yeah. AZZMAN1.
At Chick-fil-A
parked.
Yo, sir, we can't serve you.
Like all the cars are this way and he is parked just sideways.
Just all their homeschool employees. What does that mean?
What is that? Like Aslan from Lion, Witch, Wardrobe? And then I got behind two cars merging in front of me in the drive-thru, both vanity license plates. One said 16 paws. Ooh. Okay. Wait, you have four dogs or you're into some stuff?
16 paws, yeah.
P-A-W-S.
Interesting.
And the other one said, like, I didn't really understand it. It was like chug nug.
What's going on at your local Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, nug makes sense here in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Like a Fortnite. I don't know what chug nug is. Anyway, but yeah, I saw three in 30 seconds.
There, I kid you not. When I got we move a Kansas, go to my license plate, I'm sitting there, and there's the guy next to me at the next place was trying to get a personalized one. I kid you not. I heard this guy is like looking, I wanted to say like B-A-L-L-E-R, you know, and they're like, that one's taken. He's like, what? Can we do like B-A-L-L-R? And they were like going back.
B-A-1-1. 3R.
3R, yeah.
The guy's like, maybe B-O-L-L-E-R. He's like, that's people will think it's bowler. I'm a baller. I'm not a bowler.
The fact that he should get baller and
I was just witnessing him like, come on.
B-A-W-L. No, we're gonna think I'm crying all the time. I'm not gonna do baller with a W.
It's gotta be. If you call the guy, I'll buy him out.
Okay, that makes me I haven't thought about this in so long. In elementary school, going through like carpool lane, this one mom had a license plate that said boobs or like boobs with something else in the elementary school carpool line.
How was that legal?
I don't know. But I remember, you know, of course, my mom being like so appalled and being like, don't play with her kids.
Kathleen,
like,
do not look at that car in front of us. Don't play with your kids.
And I'm young enough to like understand that was weird, but not understand fully, right?
Not the big deal.
But that was, that's a pretty vivid memory. But also, I'm like, what was going on there?
What is going on there? Get her in touch with my Chick-fil-A guy.
Yeah, she's like a breast doctor or something. It's like, haha, funny.
No, that's definitely not what she was.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't on a Mercedes. Yeah,
it was. She definitely had some.
It was on a Mercedes. Her name.
Yeah, she was by saying it.
She wasn't driving Mercedes. Her name was Mercedes. Yeah. She didn't check them out. She showed them. Yeah.
That's
so funny. Like, That's all you need to know. Don't hang out with that family.
Yeah.
We're different people.
Yeah.
I grew up with parents who did the custom. I grew up thinking that was pretty normal and like, really? This is what the cool people do. And
wait, what did your parents' license plate say?
Their initials.
Oh, yeah, duh. Simple. I've seen that on your mom's.
They like that. Hit them just the initials.
Only three, like letters? Yeah. They throw some numbers in there.
No, TNK.
Wow, I don't think Kansas lets you do that. It's so minimalist. I like
right.
it.
Right. I feel like I've never seen, they're like, I don't know if my dad knows somebody. At grandfather the grandfather. Yeah, like, I don't think I've ever seen one with three letters besides my two parents. Maybe they're not street legal. Maybe.
Yeah, your dad's doing some like under some black market stuff.
I did. I grew up with that.
I don't know if I want my car to be that distinguishable. I feel like it was like, kind growing of like, up,
that's how I would look for the KLK. If she had a car similar to someone's, like that's how I know my mommy.
I feel like that feels like a safety concern these days. Like everyone can spot you. Like I remember in college hearing like from, you know, my dad, whoever, like, do not put sorority stickers on your car. You're just like telling everyone I'm a young girl alone. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Put on your rivals.
That's not.
Right.
Not only does it not eradicate Katie's trauma, yeah. It's also like go. I mean,
right? Who was the worst? Who was your rival sorority? You hated them.
We weren't like that. There weren't enough girls. There weren't enough girls for that
idea.
I should have put a fraternity on there. Is what I should have done.
Yeah, put the like really strong. Fraternity, like the guys who barely got into Georgia Tech, that fraternity,
that one, yeah.
Yeah, do you guys ever have a Ron Surf Shop bumper sticker? I feel like everyone had that.
What is that?
Ron Surf Shop.
Was it Ron's?
Yeah.
You've seen that a lot.
No, because like, you didn't surf.
I never had a bumper sticker. Never even thought about it for a second. I'm proud of that. Did you guys ever do bumper stickers?
No.
Whoa, Derek, did you? Ron John, that's it. You ever seen that?
Oh, Ron John.
Like, what is that? But I'd see it on bumper stickers.
What is it? Yeah. It's kind of feel about Joe's Crab Shack. I don't across
you
one.
Never been to a Joe's?
No. People love it. You see a lot of sweatshirts.
What was the like?
I've never been to Red Lobster. That still bothers me.
I've never been
You've
either.
Never been to Red Lobster?
No.
I think I've been like twice. I mean, it was like,
well, they say it's on the up and up that that young man really turned around. You've seen this, right? They have a 35-year-old CEO. They were failing. He's turned them around, apparently.
Wow.
I guess the first thing it is like stop giving out the shrimp for free. They're doing all this like all you can eat stuff. That wasn't working.
The only thing that I feel like they are known for are their cheddar biscuits. Right? I mean, that's
sounds good. Wait,
no one did bumper stickers here. I'm proud of you guys.
Was the Browning deer sticker really popular where you guys are from?
Browning deer?
Yes. Big and Liberty.
Oh, yeah. That was... I honestly think I gifted my high school boyfriend one of those.
You gave him one?
Yeah. That's how popular it was.
I have seen this. The Browning buck decal. What is this?
I didn't know
what
it was for the longest time. Someone had explained it to me, but... Yeah. Huh.
Browning duck.
Deer.
Buck.
Buck.
By the way, Katie, do you feel like you might be bipolar?
No.
Okay. Try. Whoa. Tripolar.
He'll get angry. See that? See? I got angry out of nowhere.
Calm down.
Maybe you need therapy. Like we all do, because it's good for you.
It is.
This is good. Yeah, keep listening. You'll like it. Rula is a proud sponsor. And I've done therapy. I've benefited. I'm just joking, Katie. You're doing great. You don't have bipolar. But
you're unipolar.
We could all use a therapist. And finding a therapist is the hard part. It's hard enough. But finding one who actually takes your insurance, talk about extra hard. And Rula helps. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. Okay? Rula isn't just affordable. The experience is tailored to you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with the first available provider, whether or not they're the right fit. Rula considers your goals, preferences, and background to provide you a curated list of licensed in-network therapists. So come on. Rula, there's your solution. If you don't know where to start, how do I find one? Money. Rula's got you. Go to rula.com/correctopinions. Get started today. Katie, tap into that happy bipolar and read the rest, would you?
Yeah, how do you spell it? What are you talking about? Rula? What?
Go to rula.com.
How do you spell that?
RULA.com/correctopinions for quality therapy that's covered by insurance.
Rula.com/correctopinions. Support the show. Get started today. Use rula.com/correctopinions.
My first truck, like an old farm truck, it came with, you know, we bought it from a farmer and it had an American flag. Like that was a perfect.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot. No, I never, no one ever gave me that. My first car was like a orange Xterra.
Oh, God.
And everyone called me gay.
Did you get out of it wearing your cheetah bathing suit with your white phone or?
I did have a cheetah bathing suit. Oh. Leopard. And I got compliments on that. Ton of compliments.
From?
Cheetah.
Who? Men, women.
Girl. Really friendly guys and really burly women. I'm joking. No, it was trendy. Dude, that was sick back then. They're like these leopard board shorts. Pretty cool. I'm a statement guy. I'm a statement piece
guy.
Yeah,
clearly.
Leopard board shorts.
Yeah, dude. What were your board shorts? Have flowers on them probably?
Yeah.
See? Not me. And they were like fuzzy.
Bumblebees being attracted to my swim trunks because they had these like bright flower designs on them. I remember not liking that. The cheetah would have.
Mine kept all the animals away.
Yeah. Deterred them.
Kept all the cats
You know what I've been doing this week? We started it a week ago, whatever, is potty training.
We've been potty training that. Journey.
Yep. It's actually gone way better than I thought. We only had one day of kind of not really wanting to do it and accidents, but otherwise he's doing really great.
It's been awesome. And it's one of the first really, I'm always going to remember it like this, like just, he's a child. He knows nothing. He's so excited. Like just everyone he meets, he's like, I have underwear on. You know, he's just telling people.
Like the babysitters last night, he's yelling through their front door, I can use the potty. Yeah, like
he's just fired up.
Telling, you know, he's like, look how big the poop is. And
that's been.
And then he, you know, it's funny, his little brain are like, hey, we got to drink up so you can pee.
Uh-huh.
So he thinks it's instantaneous. He's like, on the potty drinking. Let me see. And he says, let me see if I can make it pee. Trying to make it pee. And then he went from the little potty to the big potty. He goes, look how long the pee is. Look how long it is.
Yeah. Look how long the pee is.
I will say, awesome. I feel like for any moms out there who are like in your first trimester, I wouldn't recommend like potty training in your first trimester because I feel like there's a lot of like standing around the potty, like, look at the poop. And you're just like smelling the. I had it one day. I was like, we've looked at enough. It's great. Like, it's kind of making mommy sick. Let's flush it down the toilet, please. And so yesterday he was like, is it making you sick? Should I flush it? I was like, yep. Yep. We don't really need to inspect it.
Yeah. He's killing it. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Hasn't wet the bed yet. That's got to be coming any day now.
Oh, yeah.
It helps that he's so malnourished, so he doesn't expel a lot.
That is kind of a win.
It's wild. He does not eat or drink anything.
He won't eat or drink ever at all, and our daughter never stops. It's so wild. We have two extremes.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
It does make me feel like, because I guess I was having a little like mom guilt of like, did I mess up something? Yeah. Why is he so picky?
Gotta have done something wrong.
I did them exactly the same, and she is not that way, so it wasn't my fault.
Good job.
Yes, thank you.
It's not your fault.
Thank you.
He's doing great.
Yeah, he is.
And then you're trying to, like Derek told me, it's because Derek's been doing it. He really recommended a shame-based approach.
That's right. Yeah.
And that always helps.
A little shame goes a long way.
No, but he was saying, like, so you can't, especially a boy, he's like, I peed all over the floor. Yeah. And that can't be like, ha-ha funny. You're like,
oh,
what have you done?
No,
you
know, you kind of
feel like, oh, we can't do that, man.
We help him clean up a little bit if he makes a mess. And
well, Thomas loves cleaning. It's a genuine joy of his. He loves like help us mop up and so then I'm like, I try to go if you pee on the ground again, you're gonna have to clean it up. He's like, all right, I'll clean it up.
Woo, woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well.
Yeah, that didn't work.
No, but he's only had a couple accidents. He's been great. Mm-hmm. And how long are we coming up?
54.
Again, join the Patreon. We got these cool hats. Correct Opinions with Trey, Katie, and Jake. Shout out. A fan reached out with cool designs of this and other stuff.
Oh, sweet. So
that's too. If you're a fan, we want to work with you. If you're a talented person, he's hit me up, and here we are. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Josh. Okay. And thanks for all the love on the tour. I have 9 cities left. The next one, wow. We have a few weekends off. Then it's Houston, Oklahoma City, taping the special. So one show sold out. One's close to sold out. Derek will be there running the special. It's going to be sick. At the Tower Theater where I grew up hanging out around.
What date?
April 18th, Saturday.
There's Houston, even a April matinee 17th. Show.
3 and 7.
Matinee show. And then from there, we're just kind of rounded out. I'm hitting in April. Then I have Sioux Falls. Going back to Sioux Falls, maybe. Jacksonville, Florida. And then May. I think we're hitting Richmond, Virginia. Charleston, South Carolina. Where else? Fayetteville, Arkansas. St. Louis. And Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Look out. You doing Fargo as well with that Sioux Falls? Or are you just like...
No.
Wow.
Sorry, Fargo. I love you, Fargo. Not a lot of people up there. We sold a few tickets, but...
Sioux Falls and Fargo back-to-back are always great because I do the same jokes in each city, just making fun of the other town.
Yes, that's a great point. Maybe great. I need to add it. Yeah, that was awesome. Fargo was sick, man.
Both of them were nice. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you think, hey, Fargo's not bad. And then you go to Sioux Falls and you're like, oh, actually, Fargo wasn't that great. Sorry, Fargo. You're great.
You got the falls.
But you're no falls.
You got no falls. Beautiful.
That's fun. April 18th.
Doing the special. And hey, people love to ask me, where's it going? I don't know. Probably.
Right. The Dude knows? Perfect app.
I'll do. Yeah.
I'm going to try to get on there. Netflix.
Do Perfect App or Netflix.
Could be fun.
That means
we got Easter
that...
coming up. Big family reunion.
Mm-hmm. Tour ending means baby. Soon. It's going to be sooner than we think.
Another child.
Yeah.
Are you in town this weekend?
I sure am.
Okay. I'll save it for the Patreon. I have something to invite you to. Because I assume Katie wants you to be out of the house. Like, you're finally home. She's pregnant. You're potty training.
I've been looking for reasons to get him out of the house.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll invite you on the Patreon episode.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
I got plans for you.
Thanks, Jake.
Yep. Excellent. Katie, can I go? Whatever it is.
It's a Friday night and all Saturday long commitment. You won't see him for, I don't know, 28 hours.
You can figure that out.
At least.
Yeah. You and the kids can have a lot of fun doing that.
It's a sleepover.
That's not okay.
It's not a kid's thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably not.
All right.
Okay. But that's super nice to offer. Yeah. Super nice.
You know, you had your funny moment last week, which we posted on social. You had a lot of support. You know, we said, "What is it hard being a mom?" And you literally couldn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of support. So I couldn't have said it better myself. All moms understand exactly what she's saying.
They do.
Moms kind of do that. You guys don't even talk anymore. You just kind of read each other's minds.
Yeah. Have you ever seen moms interact on the play date? You don't have to like check in with each other. You're just doing.
Our brains are overloaded with having to keep track of what pattern of Band-Aid, color of sippy cup, style of sandwich cut, and combo of soothing techniques or our kids prefer, plus packing logistics. Whether it's a trip to the library or a 10-day vacation, we are busy, busy.
Yep. Said it great.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing to add.
Think they all understand me.
I don't even like motherhood being in the same category as job. The only job you never clock out of, where the buck always stops with you, where your mood and choices directly affect those around you for the rest of their lives. Whoa.
Deep.
So yeah, is motherhood not even a job? What would you call it? The lifestyle?
Are those the two options, job or lifestyle?
I don't know. I think it could also be probably categorized as a...
As a
calling.
A calling.
Did you always know you'd be a mom?
Yeah.
Wow, confident you'd find a man?
Yeah, I was.
It's a little arrogant, right?
Georgia Tech was a 90% male.
It was, and I didn't find one there, so that was a little notch down, but...
Look at you now. You got me, and you were like me in college.
I actually, like a gay best friend. Yeah, I was going to say, I actually, like, am... It is, I do think we have one of those relationships, it's better we met later in life.
That's not true. I would have, you would have, any stage you would have.
I think that the
story would have rocked your world.
Yeah. Tell him, Jay.
It sounds like you were.
You would have.
You didn't, you only hung out with boys in high school. You hung out with your boys in high school. You didn't talk to girls.
I think.
Well, I guess you should have done better in high school. Are you saying we're in the scenario I would have not hung out with you? Because you couldn't. You had no game?
Because.
Could you spit game?
You only
That's
talk,
what we used to say.
You were, because you're too scared to talk to girls, probably.
Not at all.
Mm.
Maybe in high school. I feel like in college, freshman year of college, you guys do study together. And Trey goes back to his friends and that's like, yeah, I've been kind of getting together with this girl. And then Katie keeps referring to you in person as my study buddy. And you're like, I don't like that.
And he was like a grade below me. So I was like, I'm helping him out. Yeah, he's I can tell he's really smart, but he's just like not applying himself. So I'm trying to help him do that. Yeah.
And then and then what? One semester later, you'd be in a toga at a foam party with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Embarrassing yourself. That's how much you like me.
I wasn't that kind of girl, so...
Dude, that's crazy. That's a real party, by the way.
I know.
Did you guys have foam parties?
We did.
Have you ever been to a foam party?
I never went to one.
Did they ever call them like a FOMO party? Like you don't want to miss out on this?
No.
They should have.
No. Might have been before FOMO was around.
Too bad. But just, yeah, what were those like in college?
I mean, it's
so gross.
You can't do it. They
people
just,
doing
like,
gross things.
They just like
the
rent
foam.
A warehouse and set up fake walls and pump foam bubbles into it. Really strange.
Hmm. You guys have chaperones or is it well lit or?
No.
I mean, I don't know what Georgia Tech was like. They're like, bring your waterproof calculators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean,
All right. We're going to keep this going on Patreon. Again, the patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Get a chance to win a hat and hear more of us every week. We love you guys. And, Katie, how about a Katie mom moment of the week? You instill some motherly wisdom on the listeners.
Oh, that's nice.
One nugget of wisdom as they go into their week and weekend from a mom.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to drink your coffee.
What?
Don't give her a cut of the Patreon this week.
What does that even mean? That was so bizarre.
We need coffee. Sometimes I forget to drink it, and then at noon, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm tired.
Oh, okay.
I feel like some pregnant moms are not going to like that advice.
Some of them aren't, but I'm that kind of mom that's drinking the coffee, so my kids are fine.
She won't get in the massage chair. She claims pregnant women can't sit in massage chairs. I challenge you to find anyone who even says this. She's made this up and convinced herself.
It's not just like a nail salon massage chair.
I've never
it's
experienced
like an
this
intense...
before, but Google AI was like, are you stupid?
The chair's instructions say pregnant women do not sit in this. And
every instruction of anything ever is like, if you're pregnant, think twice.
It's not just like a nail. Like, I would turn on a nail salon massage chair because it's, like, barely doing anything. This is, like, squeezing your whole body.
And you think that does what to the pregnancy?
Well,
he comes out, his arms are, like, in a pretzel or something.
We don't know if it's a boy.
They got him twist it up.
It is a blood clot risk. That's why they don't do it.
Getting massaged creates blood clots?
If you have a blood clot and it got released because of the massage, it would kill you. Because blood clots are more common when you're pregnant. And I have a gene that makes them even more common.
Ew, gross.
So.
All right, love you guys. We're going on the Patreon. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Y'all have a great week.
Yeah.
Talk to you next week. Peace. Direct opinion.